decisions get made by the people that show up, and there were more people showing up in Craig that evening than we had in the room ourselves.
The District 34 Republican Party held their convention this week. The Alaska Marine Highway System's new schedule is up for public review, and some locally produced public service announcements will be seen on PBS. I'm Adam Richard. It's the KHNS Local News up next. Tuesday marked the day for the District 34 Republican Convention that coincided with the statewide Republican presidential preference poll in Haines. The convention was held at the Captain's Choice Motel. The voting started at 4 o'clock and ran until 8. In order to vote, residents had to be a registered Republican, and there was a registrar on hand for those who needed to register. As of 7 o'clock Tuesday, 37 people had come to cast their votes. In Haines, Romney took 15 votes, Ron Paul 11, Santorum 9, Gingrich 3, and 1 undecided vote. In the state Republican preference poll, Romney took 4,285 votes and 8 delegates. Santorum, 3,860 votes and 7 delegates. Ron Paul, 3,175 votes and 6 delegates. And Gingrich, 1,865 votes and 3 delegates. The District 34 Republicans took this opportunity to hold their convention and to vote on the District 34 Republican Party officials. Here is District 34 Republican Chair Robert Venerables with more on the event.
Well, we had two events going on simultaneously. We had the presidential preference poll that was ongoing, and then we had, in the midst of that, we had the district convention, which allows the folks in the new District 34 to get prepared for the state convention that comes up next month in Anchorage, elect officers, review any party rules that are being put forward for review, and any other business that we might have, including hearing from sitting members of our state House and Senate. So it gave us a good chance to start to get acquainted and get ready to work together for the next couple of years.
Haines hosted the convention with Sika and Craig, representing Prince of Wales, teleconferencing in. There were two guest speakers who called in, Representative Bill Thomas and Senator Bert Stedman.
Well, of course, our own Bill Thomas, state representative who is co-chair of House Finance, spoke to the group about their efforts there, especially with some of the concerns they have with the forecast for revenue for the state a couple years down the road. That gives them pause as they create the operating budget that they committed to year after year. And then Senator Bert Stedman, who is new to us in the Haines area, will be the sitting, he will be running against Albert Kukesh, who is our current state senator, for the new District 34. He is the co-chair of Senate Finance, and he and Representative Thomas have worked closely over the years on energy issues, and then, of course, the Harbor Matching Fund program was something that they worked together to put into law, and then fund, which Haines was a major beneficiary from, that helped finance the improvements we've had down there in the harbor in the last couple of years.
In order to vote on District 34 officials, residents needed to be registered Republicans and pay a $20 party fee. As it came time to vote, a slate of officials was offered up, though there were no candidates representing Prince of Wales. At the start of the vote, Haines and Sika had agreed to vote on the proposed candidates and had a plurality, but before the slate could be approved, Prince of Wales had a few more voters show up, giving them the deciding power. A discussion ensued, trying to come to an agreement on the micro-politics of the District 34 party officials. The voices heard are of Brent Cole in Prince of Wales and Robert Venerables in Haines.
But it's a pretty strong consensus that everybody here really wants to make a change, make a difference, say, put that way. I guess that's another option, I guess, is to split up the officers.
Yes, sir? What if you had the bonus votes, which would put you on the Central Committee? Would that change your outlook on the slates? And then that would give actually Sika, Haines, and Prince of Wales pretty much equal footing spread out throughout the district.
How do you feel with it? Yeah.
I'm feeling very comfortable with that, Robert.
Thank you, Prince of Wales. You had the cards, and I think you were generous in making a holistic approach that I think I look forward to working with you all. And obviously, you've got some passion there, so
that helps.
That helps. So let's make that happen.
In the end, an agreement was reached.
Well, you know, the decisions get made by the people that show up, and there were more people showing up in Craig that evening than we had in the room ourselves, and they had the number of issues that they wanted to carry to state convention, and they were prepared to do that. We were able to talk through exactly what their hopes and purposes were, and then find a balanced approach to kind of spread the leadership positions throughout the district, and everyone was unanimous by the end of the evening. But yeah, there was a moment there where we weren't quite sure how that was going to turn out, but I think that it bodes well that we're able to work together and find unanimity going forward. District 34 chair will be myself, Robert Venables. The vice chair will be Larry Cruz out of Sitka. And then because we have a sitting representative that's in the majority, we have what's called a bonus vote. That goes to Craig's Brent Cole. And then our district secretary is Janet Kurz. We have a assistant secretary out of Prince of Wales, Lisa Radke. And that pretty much fills out the election that we had moving forward for the next couple of years.
And the results for District 34, the chair will go to Robert Venables of Haines, the vice chair to Larry Cruz of Sitka, the bonus vote to Brent Cole of Craig, the district secretary will be Janet Kurz of Haines, and the assistant secretary, Lisa Radke of Prince of Wales. The proposed Alaska Marine Highway System schedule for the fall, winter, and spring 2012-2013 seasons has been placed on the AMHS website for public review. These documents can be accessed through a link on the homepage at ferryalaska.com. This is an opportunity for communities to review and comment on the proposed schedule and consideration of community events. Written comments will be accepted via email at dot.amhs.comments@alaska.gov and by fax at 907-586-8365 prior to March 22nd. A teleconference to hear comments and consider adjustments is scheduled for Tuesday, March 27th at 10 a.m. for Southeast Alaska. The meeting will be held in Ketchikan at the Port Engineers Waterfront Office at 3713 Tongass Avenue for participants wishing to attend in person. The toll-free number to participate in either teleconference is 1-800-315-6338. Conference code 3902. For more information, you can contact the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities at 907-465-3900. A series of public service announcements produced in Haines will be seeing airtime on PBS. Here is Mario Benassi with more on the story.
We've produced Talk Chinook and Twin Lions Productions, which is the production arm of Talk Chinook. Myself and Mark McNamara have produced a number of short videos, PSAs, regarding different issues in our valley.
Benassi said that giving back to the river is a key theme of the PSAs. Different granting agencies provided the funds to produce the materials.
One of them is entitled Just Think, and that one was actually done by the after-school program that we have at Talk Chinook, Chilkat Forest Investigators and EcoPro, and so all done by the kids. And then we have another one, Marine Debris, which highlights, you know, just that, the issue of marine debris and how people should get involved in cleaning up. And then non-source point pollution, which is a really interesting subject because, you know, there's lots of ways that we affect our watershed that we don't really take notice of.
Benassi went on to say that there are many things that happen locally that can affect salmon fry, from improperly disposing of oil to simply using the wrong detergent to wash a car.
So these videos highlight these issues, and they were picked up by PBS, and so they'll be airing statewide for the next 5 years, and actually they have the right to air them for the next 10 years.
Benassi said that PBS would be looking to them for more PSAs and that they hope to produce them for the entire state. The PSAs will be premiered at a dinner being put on at the Haines School Cafeteria Saturday the 10th at 5:30.
And also the proceeds from this dinner are going to go to help establish the Bird Observatory, which is a place where we'll be banding, trapping and banding songbirds to help get a good idea what our songbird population is doing here in the area and kind of contribute to a national understanding of migratory birds.
Tickets will be available at the door and cost $15 for adults and $8 for children 12 and under. For more information, you can call 766-3542. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Adam Richard.